it is Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Saving money on everything you need at Menards. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements, and it enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning Duration Shingles offer ultimate protection. Choose from 26 stylish colors and transform your home today. Shop our selection of roofing products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Teams are entering the pitch before their national anthems.
Oh, man.
To Diddy.
To who?
To Diddy.
Oh, my days. That's one of the worst tunes that you could have said. Because of the footages that's landed.
Bro. I'm just saying.
Bro.
I've heard two rhythms, yeah? Come with me from the Godzilla soundtrack, yeah?
Do you remember that tune? He's just talking to violins. Then he goes, come with me. Nah.
As the saga continues by P. Diddy and the Bad Boy Family.
That's Trump's trying it, you know. Trump is trying it. I know about this guy, bro. He's trying to keep certain man
alive.
Relevant. Yeah, that's
so. Are they playing R. Kelly in the stadium as well?
Bro, he ain't got to the final yet, bro.
What's that? I believe I can fly.
Even, what's the thing? What's the one he's in the boxing thing? If anybody asks you who I am, stand up tall, look him in the face. Hey, listen, nah, man. Hey. It's crazy.
No,
that tune. Hey, I made it. I'm the world's greatest Mbappe. Nah,
hey,
man.
I made it. I'm nah, the world's greatest.
You know they got one there. They can't play that. Bear triumphant tunes.
All right, what are these episodes like when just a free man? I only done one.
Nah, it's flow still. It's flow, man.
I see the comments. They like it. There's
yeah,
goals.
Man, it's
there's
ball
goals.
Talk. It's ball talk.
Knowledge, you get what I'm saying?
You know, when you just go five aside after a long season of 11, everyone's just that's what this is like. You get me?
And I've seen some fairies in the comments as well. I'm here to let you know, we are here purely on squad selection. Poet Two Shell did not pick us to make the tournament. So get in the comments below. Let us know if you think he made the right squad decision.
Oh, they're saying other agendas. Nah.
Yeah, they're saying other agendas. Nah.
We weren't picked.
We just weren't picked, man.
Weren't picked, bro. Simple. Cole Palmer, Foden, a couple of men got left picked.
It happens, man.
Happens, man. You get me?
We're just going to have to just put in good performances and make sure we're there for the Euros.
100%, definitely.
But anyway, I'm back. I went to DR because I didn't get picked.
We said you had to go somewhere.
I had to go somewhere. I'm leaving like Denzel Washington. I'm leaving here with Sutton.
And went down the road from him. I hear it. Gets like that, man.
All right, quickly, before we get into it, this episode of Filthy Fellas is brought to you by Saley on the Daily.
Cool. They were cooking me for my Saley.
Nah, that Saley remix was cold, that we had Woodsy. He's had no preparation. He's just there, off the cuff. You get me?
So are you traveling soon? Then maybe you're heading to the World Cup. Check out Saley, the eSIM app that gives you affordable mobile data in over 200 destinations worldwide. Instead of paying expensive roaming fees or hunting for local SIM cards, just download the app, choose a plan, and get connected as soon as you arrive. Saley offers flexible plans for every budget, built-in security features to help block trackers and malicious sites, easy data, usage tracking, and 24/7 customer support. And if you're going to the World Cup, Saley's North America plan covers all three hosts, the USA, Canada, and Mexico, with one plan. No SIM swapping and no surprise roaming fees throughout the tournament. With the North American plan, users can get an exclusive 35% discount for the first time purchase. Use the code FILTHYFELLAS at checkout. Download Saley from the App Store or scan the QR code on screen. Use the code FILTHYFELLAS at checkout for 15% off your first purchase. Full details are in the episode description and the pinned comment. Saley on the Daily. All right, let's get into it. Goals galore. Pure record breakers about. You are going to have to help me a little bit as well. I missed some of the games because I was strawberry daiquiriing and, you know what I'm
swimming.
Saying?
Swimming.
Swimming as well, yeah. All of that stuff. But more importantly than that, Lionel Messi smashes closest record and he now leads the scoring charts with 18 goals at World Cups. Argentina scored 5 goals so far at the World Cup, all of them scored by Messi.
Yeah, 5-2. It's
his story, man.
Yeah.
When he won the World Cup, was that official already? That he's the one. Was the argument done?
No.
I think his goal record was, wouldn't say questionable, but obviously it was 5 less than this. It was considerably behind, closer. Now that he's passing, it's making sense.
If Mbappe passes him this World Cup, does it take anything away from what he's doing?
Do you know what it is? I think the fact that Mbappe is so close to him in half the World Cups kind of says a lot anyway. But just for Messi to get there at this point in his career, because that's what the World Cup was about. Whether Ronaldo ain't won the World Cup, if he don't win the World Cup, I don't think it's a stain on his legacy. But if he was to, it's nice, isn't it? So the fact that he was the World Cup record scorer at a point, it will definitely hold more weight if he finishes the tournament as that. But I think the fact that he broke it at a point, it was a moment.
I think if Ronaldo was to win the World Cup, I think it'll make a whole new argument about the two.
Ronaldo got the Euros first, didn't it? So he got the first internationals. And then after that, Messi went and got the Copa, yeah, and then the World Cup.
Yeah.
So really,
but are you rating the Copa though?
Well, the Copa's the equivalent to the Euros, no?
It is, but then Messi should have won it.
That's just like saying, if a Brazilian player saying, yeah, I won the South American Champions League. Are you hearing his story?
I don't know if the South American Champions League is as prestigious as the Copa.
I'm not even dissing the Copa, yeah, but I'm just saying for Argentina and Brazil to win a Copa is not the same as like a France or Germany winning in Europe, innit? Like
is that European bias?
Kind of is, but at the same time, bro, there's bare teams here, bro. Like the Brazilian team and the Argentina team, they are well equipped for Copa America. The fact that Argentina have had Messi for the whole time, bro, they should have won it more than
once. So what are you saying? Jamie Carragher was right then? If Copa America's right then, that means AFCON ain't nothing.
Yeah, but no one says, who says, how many AFCONs has, I don't know, Drogba won? Does anyone compare that to Cristiano Ronaldo?
And we would look into the AFCON.
Okay.
We won't.
Yeah, do you watch Copa America?
Copa America.
AFCON's more than Copa America to me.
A couple of games, I'm not locking in.
Because again, same. Because AFCON, again, there's no team in AFCON that goes into it as outlying favourites. Brazil and Argentina have got Copa America for decades.
How? Messi won his first one.
I know, but they should win it, bro. They should. They just don't. You understand? They should. Because it'll be interesting to know. How many times did R9 and that win Copa America?
I wouldn't know, man. I wouldn't even know.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like, over here, we don't rate it.
Yeah.
So why are we going to rate it for a Messi argument? Do you know what I'm saying?
Did they even go to every Copa America?
Ooh.
That's a question, you know.
We're doing bad, guys.
I don't even know when it's played. Is this in the summer? Is it? I don't know.
Crowd, help me out.
I don't think I've watched a Copa America game in my life.
Let us know in the comments what we're missing.
No, I watched when Messi was crying, when Alexis Sanchez, but that's only because he was an Arsenal player. Okay, other than that.
So Messi got the goal record. So even if he don't win it and he gets the goal record, that's going to be good. But again, what I said about Mbappe got his what? You know, he got his 15th goal to equal Arnaud's record. Then he got his 16th equaling closers. If he passes Messi, and Messi don't win the World Cup, then does it matter? Like, does it?
Remember, yeah, Mbappe's won the World Cup already. So the whole Mr. World Cup conversation, bro, by next World Cup, it's going to be Mbappe anyway. Unless Messi does the Ronaldo thing and turns up, what, he's going to be 42. But the worst thing is, the way this Argentina team is just doing everything for him, bro. Who knows, bro?
Yeah, but look, that's Mbappe, that was his 6th brace, I think. His 6th World Cup brace, yeah, that was his 16th goal, 6th World Cup brace in 16 games.
I can't remember the first
That's
goal.
That's crazy, though.
But the second thing, left foot, safe.
No, wasn't that the first one?
The first one.
Was that the first one, left foot?
Was the first one.
Closest record. Obviously, he had the most World Cup goals. That's respectable. But no one really cared, bro. Like, you'd never argue that closer is in a conversation with any of the better strikers in the generation because he has the most. He had the most World Cup goals, and that is because
there's a period of World Cups though. Mm-hmm. Whereas I'm not going to pretend like I'm watching closer in the league and all that. I couldn't even tell you who we played for. Yeah, but come World Cup time, yeah, you know, this man is getting his goals. Golden boot in, whatever it may be, like, and it's serious stuff.
Say he scored about Brazil, Argentina,
England.
He scored on occasions. Do you remember any of these goals?
One header. He got a header one
time. Bro, you can say in a header because he's tall.
Yeah. Don't do that. Nah, there was definitely headers in there.
Bro, how can you say some 6 foot player? Yeah, I remember a header. Of course he scored a header. Like, what do you mean? Of course. You don't even let you say, yeah, that goal from outside the box. Of course he scored a header.
The thing is, his rival for the World Cup record would have been R9. Yeah. I can remember Ronaldo goals in the World Cup.
Yeah.
You understand? So this with Messi and Mbappe now, whose goals are more memorable?
Well, it's not just Messi and Mbappe. Closer, R9. Say them four then. Let's go them four.
Yeah.
Messi, Mbappe, R9, Closer. Who's got the better selection of goals out of their 15, 16, whatever it is?
From what? I can't remember all the R9s, but this Mbappe guy, bro.
And last World Cup, Mbappe done stuff. Did he get 4-1 game in that or something like that?
No. He got hat-trick in the final.
Hat-trick in the final.
And one of them was a mad volley thing. The other two were pens. But he scored the goal in the first final from like 30 yards or something. Weren't amazing, but it was like a grass cutter. The goal, the left foot thing the other day.
The goal he scored, was it in the first game?
When he just slapped it, yeah.
Ain't R9 got a couple of roll step chops and that couple step overs?
he definitely has.
R9 against Ghana, I remember he rounded the keeper. Fat Ronaldo went back to slim mode, rounded the keeper with a step over.
Is it mad that I don't remember Messi's
goal? I remember his goal in the final against Germany. Wasn't an amazing goal. Did he score a brace in the... Yeah, he scored a brace in the final. Did he score against England? No, that was Rivaldo and Ronaldinho.
Do you know what it is? I think he's got, obviously a goal's a goal, and if it's a good goal, it's a good goal, but he's got loads of individual good goals.
R9?
Yeah. Whereas Mbappe might have bangers.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Messi's got some nice goals. He's got the one against Nigeria, the right foot control, left foot thing. He had one from range. I think was that against Germany? That was like, it was in one of the more important games.
He scored one outside the box the other day. Do you know what? Man, I'm sleeping on his goal the other day, you know.
Which one?
When he's sized it up like he's going left foot and he's just come right foot and gave the keeper the eyes. It's like, it's a proper striker's finish.
I can't even remember, bro.
It's a proper, like, dope striker's finish. Like, you might not respect it, but me, I respect
What's the best
that.
Goal you've seen in the World Cup?
All right, right, but...
What's the best goal you've seen in the World Cup?
I feel like you're putting me on the spot here, like, because in my mind, there's just goals flowing around. They're just all,
you know,
everything
what,
just
you
all
know
blurring
one thing
into
I
one.
Would tell you, a good goal that I did see, the Haiti guy yesterday.
I haven't seen that, you know.
What?
I ain't seen it.
Bro, James Rodriguez scored an absolute screamer at a World Cup, right?
Oh, yeah, I forgot
It's the fact that.
That
he, because he turned, didn't he? Chested and mental. Yeah.
Was it a World Cup when Michael Owen ran through?
Yeah, that was a good goal.
Yeah.
Who is it? Who is it? Van
Oh
Bronckhorst.
My days, what are we doing?
Van Bronckhorst.
What do you mean, Roberto Carlos?
Against Argentina. Yeah, Argentina. Man.
What, I watched that game live. That might be one of the best goals I've seen in a World Cup.
Was
insane.
Roberto Carlos's free kick in a World Cup?
That was a friendly. Friendly.
That little free team tournament. England, Brazil.
I was about to say Cup de Noir, just bare black teams. France, Brazil,
Cup
Zimbabwe.
Noir.
No, I'm joking. It's Cup. There's been some good goals. Giovanni Van Bronckhorst scored a banger. I'm sure was that the semis?
Was you lot rating Ronaldinho's goal against England?
Yeah, he meant it.
Do you think he meant it?
Yeah, he meant it.
That's what I'm telling
you. He meant it.
He's had some good World Cup goals as well, to be fair.
Dino.
Yeah, you know, yeah, still trust me. Crowd, get in the comments below, help us out. Let us know what you think your greatest World Cup
goal
is.
They're
going
to drop some ones in there.
We're going to be like, yeah, they've got the pleasure of sitting at home on YouTube and Google and stuff, innit? So, all right, cool. Everybody's the smartest in the room, got great vision with hindsight. I get it. But cool. Messi's on 5 goals, yeah? Vinny, Haaland, Mbappe are on 4. 5 players already on 3. 161 goals scored at the time of recording. 178 is the record. That'll be broken by the time the round of 32 starts.
So that's 178 is the record for the World Cup.
For the whole World Cup.
To be fair, there's more games, but...
And a lot of more minnows.
And you know what it is? These extra games, these teams are getting slapped. So like Curaçao's there. Mm. They wouldn't usually be there. They held 7 the other day. There was 8 goals in the match. Mm. You understand? Even if you want to put... What was it? Was it Congo the other day, 2-2 against Portugal? Like these are high scoring matches, yeah. You feel me? And my mind's changed, you know? Like, it might, like I keep reference to what Bino said, it might be because England's played now, but this is the World Cup, bro. Like, it's here now. Like, I'm watching, what game was I watching last night for no reason? Mexico, Czech Republic. Weren't a bad game, bro. Mexico, all them little 5'8", man.
They're
decent.
Loons, me and Loons was going there. I don't think he was on camera. I was saying like, this what don't need all these little idiot teams at the World Cup. This 48 team thing is an idiot thing. They don't need to be there. He's talking about, no, it's fair. It's the World Cup. All the countries from the world should be there. I was like, I don't care about fair. Like, no one wants to see this stuff. Like, it's rubbish. But maybe I might have to say a little my bad because who was it? Cape Verde, that last game, who they play?
Not Spain. Who did they draw 2-2? Was it 2-2?
Yeah, it was a 2-2.
Uruguay. Proper game.
I was watching that game. And when they equalized,
yeah,
I was gassed.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, no, this is dope. Like, no, big them up.
I was 4-2.
And they took the lead twice, no?
Yeah. It's Haiti, Morocco. Yeah, so I mean, the little guys are going to turn up and make a spectacle of it, like big them up. Like, that's kind of like what football's about. You know what 100%. I'm trying to say? So it's like, if they're just going to get battered 7-0 and stuff like that, then for real, it's like, what are we doing there? But when they're nicking points from teams and making a game of it, I suppose it's what football's about, isn't it?
Morocco had to fight for them 3 points. And Morocco is what? Semi-finalists?
Yeah.
Last World Cup. So it's like, they're not a joke.
I'll say this. Do you feel like the lower teams... countries that came into it, yeah, do you feel like they gave a good account of themselves?
Well, so far
yeah
because okay. They're just playing to their strengths. Mm. It's not nothing super expansive, but it's tactical football. They're setting up 4-5-1s, parking the bus in, like, and they're frustrating big teams.
Mm. Yeah, like, there's individual performances there, man. That Cap Verde team, they got a couple players.
Do you feel like they're just saying, let's just go give it a go, let's not try and make it too tactical, like we're here, let's just give it a go and see what happens. That's why they're getting results.
I feel like they start off like that, yeah, but I feel like quite quickly in games they realize, yo, like, we got things that they're not used to. Yeah, you understand? Yeah. Whether it's the pace, the breaking down the lap, because I see it must be Cap Verde against Spain, yeah, bro, you know how much that game shocked me, bro, because I thought I knew Cap Verde would have the athleticism on them, but bro, if they had a lot of these teams, the difference is quality. They're matching them everywhere but the final third, really, like, if we're being honest.
That was in the Uruguay game.
If they had, if they had one winger that had something.
Do you know what it is? It's just because the wingers are the bright sparks, the tens look good. It's just they get into the positions where it comes to putting the points on the board and the quality's not there. You understand? And... It's good practice for them.
That's what
you
pay the big money for, though. Let's be real, innit? Like, having a composure to do that. Do you know what it is? I feel like they're all just seeing their names in the stars.
You see that what you're saying? Do you think they're just having a go? I wouldn't call it having a go. Having a go to me feels like going out there and trying it. But they're giving it their all, though, and that makes sense. So it's more pragmatic. It's more pragmatic, isn't it? It's not like, yeah, we're just going to go out there and just do it. I think it is. It's more disciplined. It is more tactical. It is more rigid. These men are going to work for every single shot, every single yard that they get. They're going to have to fight for it. And I feel like that's what them smaller teams are going in there with. And it's just tough. It's just hard to break down. Even teams that ain't even as small as them. Say someone like, I'll probably get into it a little later, but like even like Ghana and England and that, like how frustrating that was, like... You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but then
that's what I'm saying. Them smaller countries ain't doing that. See what Ghana done? That was like, that you could say that was like watching an English game. Like,
yeah, it was a well-executed game.
A team just sitting
plan.
Back
yeah.
And then the stronger team trying to break down the team. Where these smaller countries, they're going for the game.
Like, look at even Curacao, 7-1, fair enough. Bro, that was 1-0 at a point, bro. And bro, it was, bro. Like, and when the camera went on them German players, they were like, raw, because it was all Germany. Curacao got away, they saw the reaction of the fans, just the whole vibe of the stadium changed. And you used to see that in tournaments back in the day, you get me? Senegal, France, and a couple upsets. Like, I didn't even know that the Croatia, when they came third place, it was their first World Cup and all them thing there. But I reckon that's returning to the game. Because, you know what I want to say, yeah? I think, and this might be controversial, yeah? But it kind of goes hand in hand with what people are saying. The better players in the world right now, some of them aren't amazing, bro. Like, if you put them on a pitch with someone that's even as strong as them, bro, they can match them for in moments. And that's what we're seeing.
So you see what we're saying about these goal records. They're saying the current rate of goals is like 2.98 per game or something like that, yeah? Mm-hmm. So they've predicted 269 goals will be scored at this tournament. So that's another 100 goals minimum, yeah? You've got all these extra games, all these other teams. Does that now like taint like the previous goal records? If there's 100 goals to come, it's safe to say Haaland might get six of them. Like, you get what I'm trying to say? Like, maybe more.
100, Haaland's going
to
get
six. No, he's due to. If there's another 100, I'll put money on it that Haaland might get another six of them. And Mbappe might get another seven of them. That's just in one tournament. That's going to undo all the man's hard work. The gap's going to grow bigger between R9 and Closer. Has it tainted the goal record? Like, are they as good as the other ones? Do you get what I'm saying?
I get, but do you know it is? If there's 20 teams in the Prem, yeah? If there's 27 next year, there's going to be more goals. Mm. And there's going to be more goals for more than the reason that there's more teams. Them extra teams probably aren't going to be the level of the teams closer towards the top of the table. So that's what's happening. The extra teams are weaker teams. So there's more goals because there's more teams, but if, say, Curacao or whatever was the same, what was it? It used to be 32. Say the extra 16, was it 16? Would be, because there's 48 now. Yeah. Say the extra 16 was to replace a 16 that would have been there anyway in a 32. There'll be a lot more goals anyway. You understand? Because they're added to that now. It's just, bro, it's a goal fest, bro. It might even go past that.
It could get crazy. What I'm saying is, it hasn't happened yet, but with all the games and stuff like that, say Mbappe goes to the finals, potentially, yeah. What the golden boots are usually like, what, six goals and stuff like that? Six and seven.
I was going to say, who scored the most in a tournament? R9 with eight. How much is it? 13.
No, but typically you're looking like 6, 7, 8 goals for golden boots, yeah? And then the thing like this, say Mbappe goes all the way to the finals, and let's just say he does a 12, 13, 14. Then you got the Gen Zero, Generation Z or wherever they are in a few years' time, holding up the qualities of the World Cups and all that. Back in the day, these men were shit. Look, Mbappe scored 15 goals in the World Cup. These men was getting golden boots with six. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, but do you notice they're not realising when the change come? That's why, isn't it? Because, see, now, look, we sound a bit upset that you've just added new teams and it's ruining all these man's golden boot. Man's just got to accept the change and move with the time, innit? Mm. Like, this World Cup is definitely, golden boots definitely double figures.
Yeah.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Well, you know what else has got double figures?
What?
Own goals.
Owen Goal, he's there.
Owen Goal is there.
He's got a say in every chart.
Thriving.
So he's top of the thing.
He's top scorer right now.
He's top scorer. He's got double the amount.
Owen Goal is top scorer of the World Cup. 10.
Yeah, double what 10. Messi's got, bro.
Yeah, there were two in the last World Cup.
Do you know why Owen Goal's around, yeah? Because it's a thing where...
Owen Goal.
Bro, it's mad. Yeah, listen. No, do you know what? Wow. So the record for Owen Goal's in the tournament is 12.
And we're there already.
By the end of the group stages, we'll be on like 14, 15.
The top goal scorer is going to be on goals.
Owen Goal, 100%.
He's going to get goal. Yeah, Owen Goal is getting golden
boot. Nah, man, because the more like teams go out.
Yeah, there's pressure,
nah,
man.
Nah, there's top pressure, teams bro. Top teams go on goals, you know. Nah. Yes. There's going to be stinkers.
Anyone can score on goal, innit, bro?
You know what I was going to say, yeah? I think, because did you lot watch? I know Scotland aren't particularly a small team, but I say that to say this. Did you lot watch Scotland, Brazil the other day.
Yeah.
Two goals from mistakes, yeah? Like, every team now, down to grassroots, plays out from the back. No matter what happens, man will concede all three, four goals from playing out the back. Coaches on the side saying, Charlie, play it to the six when he goes deep. And they won't. You see, if that's World Cup 2004 or something, Scotland are saying, nah, man's grassing that every time. So because of that, extra goals are scored. You understand? All these teams, Curaçao were doing that, Cap Verde, like, if teams were to ignore certain modern, because let's have it right, when, who was it? Ghana, it was us. When Ghana took it old school and just started sending it down the flank, gave England problems, bro. Mm. You understand? So if the smaller teams were to buck up their ideas a little bit, because it might be, being us, you might be right then. They might just be there to just have it. You understand?
Like, you can't, like, I get what you're saying, man. Like, yeah, so it's...
And the third place table thing matters a lot now, bro. Like, I've never seen them put third place table on the screen. Yeah. Like, they kept putting it on the screen, bro. I didn't even understand what I was seeing. I was like, what's this? Like, Bosnia are top of a group with eight people. Like, what's going on? And it's only when I clocked, like, okay.
How many people are in per group?
Four.
Yeah, you're right. Because I saw a group with like 12 men in it.
Yeah, bro. I was like, what group is this?
That's
like,
eight third places.
Oh, so that's Scotland are six.
Yeah.
So they're not really six. They're like 16th.
There's 12. 12 groups.
Nah, I'm changing my mind again, man. It's too much.
Group L is a mad thing.
32 teams is calm, man.
Group L, you know you're group not playing for 10 L. days, bro. Honestly. You
know you're not playing
for time.
Is there a group of death?
I'll be real. What I can remember, when I looked at that England group, I thought that was a tough group.
England, Pat, but you know what it is? We were thinking of old school Croatia.
Yeah.
France, Norway, Senegal, Iraq. Senegal got some firepower. Mane, Sarr.
They ain't won a game. They lost both their games.
Senegal ain't won. They got no points, isn't it?
Yeah, I think Senegal have lost both their games, but they've been good though. Well, they were good against France. I didn't see their second game.
They ain't no tough group.
Who's been your player of the tournament so far?
I say Mbappe.
But the two times I've seen Elise play, he's played well, man.
Nah, Elise has been very good still.
I'll go Mbappe or Vinny still.
Vinny's been good, man. Vinny was very busy against Scotland.
I'll probably go Vinny, you know.
From what I've seen, like I said, obviously last week I was distracted, so I missed a lot. But from the stuff I've seen, I don't know, that French team's just looking serious, man. Maybe Elise are one of them for real. Is Kone started the last game, innit? Man, he's cold.
He's been decent, so.
He's cold. But anyway, Ronaldo finally got his goal. Finally got his goals in the World Cup. Albeit against the Uzbekistan Plumbers. Wednesday.
Don't do that.
Abdullah Abdullayev. You get me? Professional footballer who plays for Dibba and the Uzbekistan national team. In addition to his footballing career, he is also a local plumber as well, where he works part-time for a local plumbing company named Zong Sheree. So I wasn't being funny.
Apologies.
That's crazy.
Ronaldo weren't getting left out of the party though.
Yeah, what's that, a brace?
Yeah.
That fight gave him five, innit?
And he's showing maturity as well. Mm-hmm. You get me? Showing on-field tactics where he's using his whole gravitas to like get goals. Nuno Mendes wouldn't have scored that if Ronaldo weren't standing right there. Don't shake your head. Everybody was looking at Ronaldo.
Nah,
they know
true.
What we thought was
it.
Coming.
I hear it.
So you're saying you think they could have got into double figures if they weren't just going for Ronaldo? I don't know, because I think prior to that game, Portugal probably done the worst job of playing for their star player. The way that they were set up, the tactics that they was used, all the other teams kind of is centered around finding opportunities for the guys that make the difference. Portugal didn't do that. Then the second that they did, they're getting the results. They put five past them. Ronaldo could have hit three or four. I mean, it worked. I don't see no reason to knock it. I think same again next game, no?
Well, they're through now. Their last game will be against Colombia. So it's going to be tough. Ronaldo ain't going to do nothing. but at the same time, though, if he does, that will be points on the board against a decent team. And you, when Ronaldo's in full flow, like you know, he's just got a random performance in him. You get me? So it might be this game.
I'm just waiting. There's a lot of games. There's a lot of opinions. All this stuff. It don't matter. Soon we're gonna get down to the business and round the 32 and all that kind of stuff. And them times things can change. See what I'm trying to say? And even for a man like Ronaldo, his powers ain't the same as they used to be. But he's a mentality monster.
He's got you get into
knockout stages and stuff like that. He could. Or more than likely is going to be the one that's going to make the difference for Portugal if they're going to be successful.
Mm. I think a lot of people was probably angry, yeah, of how he was moving against Uzbekistan because he was moving more like a team player.
Okay.
So now I'm saying, okay, knockout stages, he knows it's the big time, innit? So he needs to be moving. Like he can't do it all himself, innit? He needs his minions, innit?
Yeah.
And that's how he's working now, so... But hey, man, like I said, man, Portugal winning.
Why is Ronaldo just a villain? Why is everybody just so happy to hate Ronaldo? And Messi's the greatest. And you know what? Great, respectfully, get me, big up Messi, yeah? But I'm saying, what did Ronaldo do? All he does is just provide quality football entertainment.
I feel like, yeah, when you look at Ronaldo, yeah? See Messi, when you look at Messi, you blatantly tell yourself, you can't do that. So you can't hate on him.
Oh, 1 second. And you look at Ronaldo and tell yourself...
No.
Look straight down that camera and tell him that.
There's things Ronaldo does where maybe not me, myself, but another player would have done better.
Okay.
You see these other players, they're not great, bro.
Let me ask you one question then. There's nothing you've seen Messi do and you say... But if I trained every day for 2 years, I could do that. You've never said that.
One or two things.
Nothing.
All right,
I know you. But if Ronaldo, you might drop that line where everyone drops. But if I train for 2 years straight, I might be able to do that. That's why I think everyone hates him because he is that guy, innit?
Every footballer you've ever known since you started watching football has trained for 2 years straight and can't do what Ronaldo does.
Yeah, but...
What, 42-year-old Ronaldo?
Huh?
40 this Ronaldo. You have to remember, we're not talking about my man from Real Madrid. This is, I don't even know his team. The yellow Saudi team's guy, bro. You understand? I see the black man for Mexico was the top scorer in his league, bro. Ronaldo's not serious no more, bro.
Oh, do you know what it is? It could be because he played for Man United. Honestly.
100%, that's what it is.
That's what it could
that's
be.
That's why I wanted to get to the bottom. I just wanted to say that, yeah.
It's Man United, isn't 100%, it? That's why everyone hates
it. Do you reckon?
100%.
Yeah, who's the other players that I hated because they play for United?
David Beckham. You just try to talk about Beckham like he's not a top footballer.
What are you talking about? Like, I didn't even say anything.
See PSG, AC Milan, you don't move like he can't kick ball. I've heard you on this stage, you don't rate Beckham.
Yes,
or the world, in world footballing people, don't rate Beckham. I'm talking about for footballing ability, not brand Beckham and
footballing
Victoria.
Rare.
The world football does not rate David Beckham as high as they're supposed to.
Why?
The only
Why?
Thing
Why?
I
Would
can think
mean?
Of is because he played for Manchester United.
Nah, man, it's just because he's just not a...
See, he's just not what? He's
what
everything
mean?
I said
I finish,
he was.
Bro?
He's cold.
Can I finish? The position he played... He's not like a profile.
He moved to centre midfield with
yeah, but
PSG
even still, that was
lit.
But even there, he's limited there as well.
He's
so
not
you
watching
can't,
the games,
what do you
man?
Mean man's not watching
the
games?
What do you mean he was limited though? What do you mean he was limited?
He's a long ball footballer, bro. Him and this... Bro,
but that was the time.
No, it wasn't.
He was in the midfield popping ball.
The best footballers in the world could keep it short and the thing was centred around them. You couldn't centre a team around Beckham.
You wasn't watching him play
you
centre
had
mid.
To, yes, I was
you
watching
weren't.
Him play
centre
mid.
You weren't, because
you know why you
cold.
Do you know why you man can't chat to man? Beckham is like, that's the direct era I learnt footballing. You understand? So I remember when I thought Beckham was like the craziest thing in the world. No one could chat to him. Then I sat there and I watched him and I said, "Bro, like he's good, but..."
Bro, it's revisionist
FIFA,
history. Go watch some Premier
man.
League years. Go watch Premier League years. It's revisionist history. People don't understand how good the man is.
But
that's what I'm just saying.
But how good, like, where are you putting him then? Because, like...
That's a different
question. Yeah,
like,
where are you putting him? Where are you putting
what
him?
What I'm saying
that's
is...
a different question.
I'm
that's
not saying you're wrong in what you're saying, yeah? Because, but I also know... How where you're
yeah where are you
him.
Putting him
like because then when you tell me where you're putting him
then
I
we
say, can
you
I'm
can
back
yeah
in Lippi,
yeah
I'm back
what, so
in.
What are you saying? Who's he with? Name some other players
I
in his
top,
realm.
I go he's top five British players of all time. Kane,
no, bro,
Kane,
he was in Europe.
Rooney,
he was in Europe.
Gerrard, Beckham.
Nah.
What do you mean no? English,
nah.
English player.
Is he better than
Kane,
Ryan Giggs?
English.
He's going English.
I think he's better than gigs, yeah.
Who, David Beckham?
Yeah, I think he's better than gigs, yeah.
When?
If you're going longevity and all that kind of stuff, it's different. Okay, cool, fine. But I'm saying as a player, I think he's better than Ryan Giggs, yeah.
Different kind of players.
We're derailing the show. We're derailing the show. My bad. Get in the comments below. Let me know why everybody hates Man United.
Beckham is Lundberg level.
Shut up.
What do you mean? Lundberg's invincible.
Freddie Youngblood.
Yeah, bro. Right winger. Up and down. Obviously, elite delivery. That's what separates them. But what Beckham had in delivery, Lundberg had in pace.
My real football historians who know ball, get in the comments and tell Lippy who David Beckham is. It's going to backfire.
Anyway. Yeah, it is. Them don't rate nothing, don't rate no one, bro.
That's going to backfire. But remember to subscribe to Extras of Filthy, the channel where majority of the World Cup content will be hosted. Ochoa joined Lionel Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo in featuring at a record 6 World Cup. That's the dude with the headband and the curly hair, isn't it? He's always there.
He tried to say he had 6 fingers, I remember.
He ain't better than Campos. Do you remember Campos?
Yeah, I remember Campos. I don't think he's really better than anyone, you know. But it's just, you have to rate him.
Campos was good. I just know that he used to wear his own kits.
What, on a colourful thing, innit?
Colourful joints. Yeah, I remember joints. He had the mad joints. A goalkeeper.
Yeah, crazy joints.
Cold joints.
What do you mean, his own kits?
I don't. It was his own joints. They were custom joints. Remember, they make stock kits for the things. There's different colours and stuff. Like the World Cup come, they make stock kits. His joint is his joint. No one ain't got it. It's custom, bright colours. Google goalkeeper Campos, see how he dresses.
I know what you're talking about, but I thought that was just the team's kit.
Nah, it's him. You get me? But anyway, Mexico have won all 3 of their games and could potentially meet England after the last 32 if England win their group.
That's a difficult game for England, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think England will have them because obviously best set piece taker in the world right now, Decker's. And every England player is
better than Julian Alvarez.
Is that twice the height?
You think, just quickly, you think Declan and
Bradley, Julian Alvarez?
He's probably the best free kick taker in the world after Messi.
I don't know about that.
You don't watch stuff. It's fine.
Why's that come?
Go and check his direct goals.
Scored like 2 free kicks.
You said
this
he's
season.
The best free kick taker in the world.
He might be after Messi.
After Messi.
Yeah, because Messi's the
best. Yeah, why is
best?
Messi even the best free kick keeper in the world? Yeah, that whole sentence was
why
crazy.
Why is Messi there right now? Are you talking right now?
Okay, I have this conversation with people all the time, yeah? You see, off camera, we could go through Google, we can go and I will show you.
Yeah, but now.
No, because people just don't associate Messi with that. But if you go and look at his number of goals, he's the best. No one takes free kicks better than Messi.
Let me land. Top three in the world. Let me land. You will even rate what I say. Top three in the world right now. Free kick from like 30 yards to the edge, yeah? I'd say top three, no particular order. I'll put Szoboszlai there. I'll put Bruno there. It's been a while, but Decker's like, I've seen what
he's
done.
He scored 2 free kicks in his career.
But you see the way he done it?
No,
it was crazy.
No, I'm joking.
I don't know who else.
Also, for the crowd at home here, before you got cussed and told me I don't know nothing here, take the time before you jump in the comments and just go crazy. Go and research, especially Alvarez and Messi's free kicks rates, and then go and then come back and talk to me.
What do you mean by free kick rates?
What's free kick rates?
Direct free kick scoring. They're culpable. There's metrics to check who's good at free kicks, bro. No one scores more free kicks. Nobody scored more direct free kicks than Messi anyway.
Yeah,
nobody
that's
has.
That's but we're talking about here today now.
And he's
bro.
Still he's the same player.
Nah.
He can hit the ball from a dead ball.
He can, but nah.
No one has to agree with me. Go and do your own research. Please, just go and do your own research. Anyway, England. They had a board draw with Ghana. Most of the team looked out of sorts, out of ideas. Team selection left completely flat. Kane looked a bit dry. Could it be because of the Ghanaian witchcraft?
I don't think so, you know. Obviously, big up Nana Kwaku, Bon Sam, his face is mashed.
Is that his name?
Okay, big up Nana Kwaku.
That's the only reason. I'm not even trying to tell him curse, man. But if you got powers, why are you in explosions? But that might have been why he survived.
That might have been how he got his powers.
Oh, we say Spider-Man like thing, nuclear thing.
Yeah.
I hear it.
That might have been how we got
them.
If I would believe it, but we've seen Harry Kane do this. You understand? Maybe not against a Ghana, but when games are a bit cagey, I feel like, we're speaking about it during the stream, Nos, like the drop into the midfield 6 position thing don't make sense, bro. You understand? Like, England naturally had the most possession anyway. The ball would have got to him if he stayed between the sticks. You understand? Mm. And he didn't. It was a lot like, man are cussing Ronaldo. That, he looked like Ronaldo in that game. That's how Ronaldo looked against, I think he was Congo. Just trying to be where the ball is. Then when you're getting it, you kind of realise, rah, I even be here myself. So it's not even like he was getting it and trying to switch play. He was getting it playing 2 yard passes. You're going to do 1-2 up the whole pitch against some African youths. It don't happen, man.
See me, yeah? Obviously at the time I'm cussing, yeah, but I'm happy. I don't know. See me this World Cup. I don't know if I'm just thinking it's coming home or what, yeah, but that England performance second game did not shock me. That's England. You go put in a good one, and then it's followed by a stinker.
Well, not really. I think selection definitely dictated that. Could have made changes quicker. Their wingers were stinking.
Yeah, but
both of them.
Yeah, but see, when you take out the things that have happened, yeah, and we can't change. When you look at the performance, that's an England performance.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
We've already got 3 points on the board, so basically we've qualified, yeah? Then we go have and go do something like that. Then we'll buck up our ideas for the third game and then go into the knockout stage.
Yeah, I mean, in group stages, it's never beautiful like that. And I was on the show. I was saying it like they'll get it done. They won't concede. They'll do the 1-0 things. They won't concede. And they'll get through to whatever. But I think you still got to look at the performances. A lot of the other teams have stepped it up.
They found rhythm, bro. England don't, like, if you get 3 points in your opener. It should be. I understand.
It's not just 3 points. After that first round of games, after England, for me personally, England probably played the best stuff. After I saw England, looked like they played the best stuff. Like, what? They looked like the most dangerous team or whatever it may be. They look good. They look proper. They look decent. And to go from that to this against Ghana, it might be a little bit worrying.
I don't know, man. Because people question, is this because Croatia are old? Yeah? The answer is yes. Like, against Panama is going to be a tough game. I don't think...
100% is going to be a
tough
game.
I don't think England are going to beat Panama. I've screamed that. I don't think they'll beat them. I think they'll score one goal, but so will Panama. I genuinely believe
that. Well, you think it'll be a draw?
I think it'll be a draw. I don't think they'll beat Panama, bro.
No, man.
Panama out, right? They're just there, no pressure. Last game of the tournament.
3 points could get you through. I don't know the technical size.
How much did they lose to... Nah, I can't. Because the top of the... 3 points table, the third place table have 4 points. So they can't get it.
Yeah, bare teams ain't going to get 4 points. It's 3 points that is going to get teams through.
But how many go through?
It depends their minuses.
So 3 points could, all you need is a win in the group stages.
See them teams with 3 points, yeah? Bro, see minus one. They're probably laughing saying we're through.
Yeah, they're only on minus two, bro.
But yeah, England, they need to do some squad selections. I think it's time to go Rashford on that left. Gordon ain't it on that left. It's time to start with Rashford. Saka's coming off the bench. I think it's time to give Saka a start and let's see what he can do. I think he's fit. I think he's ready.
See Saka, yeah? I think I'll leave him to the knockout stage. Yeah, to the knockout stage. Just because everyone's saying he's burnt out, this, that. Just give him the rest. Give him a run out, but just leave him to the knockout stage. Personally, because you know... England's going to, well, we've made it.
Nonny's positive on the right. He's got the right idea. He shouldn't be there, man.
Yeah, I'm not angry at Nonny's performances.
No, I'm not angry at him.
And I feel like Gordon's performances are so bad, it's just making you say Nonny's ones are bad as well. But I don't feel like Nonny has played that bad in both of the games.
It's not that bad, but for me, I don't know. Maybe I'm just nitpicking. I was looking at the wingers, isolating them fullbacks and not being able to do nothing with them one-on-one, nothing coming in from that wings. That was a big problem in that Ghana game. And I feel like it could be addressed. I feel like we've got better wingers on the pitch, in the squad, I mean.
At Manor, we played on the wing and we've been pacey on the wing, yeah? You see, when you get to the byline, yeah? If there's no option there, bro, no matter who you cross it to, it's bad. So that's what's happening, especially with Nonny. He's getting byline, look up, no one's there. He's running at 100 miles per hour. He can't stop and hold it. He has to swing it in, you feel me? And Harry Kane's not there. You can't even want Gordon to touch. Why is no one there,
bro? Do you know why, though? Yeah, because... I remember growing up, yeah, this is how the game's evolved, yeah? Mm-hmm. Because see, growing up, yeah, as a winger, I was always told, put the ball in the box. If they're not there, it's your problem.
Yeah,
it's
their problem. Yeah.
It's the striker's problem. But I feel like where the game's evolved so much in that, they want you to get to the bar line and try to do...
Salvage something.
Salvage something. And it's so easy to... What's this? It's so easy to tell someone who ain't got pace to try to tell someone with pace what to do.
The idea of crossing has even changed. Like you're saying, like, get it there, pull it in. If no one's in there, it's their fault. But you're just spamming crosses. That's where that corridor of uncertainty comes from and all that. Like, but you don't really hear that get praise no more. Like, you used to hear that, or you could watch football on the weekend and you're going to hear that phrase, and the Andy Gray or someone's going to big someone up. Oh, that was a great ball. He's in the corridor of uncertainty. They don't want uncertainty. They want precision crossing. They
want crossing early, on man's head. I remember there was a United match years ago where on screen they were like, yeah, you lot have had X amount of crosses. And I'd never seen that before. You get me? Like, them even say how much, but it's the fact that you'd
David
lost.
David Moyes was there and he went crazy. We put 26 crosses in.
That's what it was. Yeah, and you either lost or drew the game.
We didn't win the game.
So that highlighted that this inshallah thing.
Is meaty.
Let's have it right. A long ball is 50-50. Mm-hmm. More often than not. Unless you play like the beautiful over the top. If you're just swinging it to someone, even in the box sometimes, it's 50-50, bro. It's two players and gravity now, you get me? So and let's have it right, it's inverted wingers now. So more time the crosses are coming from fullbacks, and now them fullbacks are now centre-backs. No one don't know how to cross a ball no more, bro, if we're being honest. You know, like the double tap on Pro Evolution back in the day, it was just zip it across the box, hits anyone, it's in. But everyone's playing inverted now. So that cross is always with your weaker foot.
Weaker foot.
Low driven shot with your weaker foot at pace. It's too much to ask for. That's why everyone just clips it. It's that looping thing that just favours the centre back. The art of crossing is done. Like, when you see these new wide players, they can't cross the ball. That's not what, they don't make runs to cross it no more.
So what do England need to do against Panama to make sure they get a victory?
Play Rashford.
Yeah.
But that's it.
Yeah.
That's a major change.
Like, I told you, like, I'm not worried about that, the Ghana game, innit? I feel like they was in control, innit? You just need to be able to go both ways, innit? When they're going Nonny, yeah, okay, some people might say, like, he never played well, yeah? I think he played well. But then when they're going Gordon, it's just, it's a howler, innit? So being able to go both ways, It should work. I'm not worried, man. I think
they got to drop your boy as well, man. Elliot
Anderson.
Yeah, man, they got to drop him, man.
You know what? That is a good shout. You know.
When did England look the best against Ghana? For me, is when Declan Rice went lone six. Bellingham was deeper with, who was it? Eze.
It was Rice, Eze, and Morgan Rodgers.
Do you think it'd be more effective against the bigger teams? Because a lot of the stuff that I see him doing, it's like a lot of ball recovery and stuff like that. He does that well.
Yeah, Elliot.
But if England are the dominant team and have most of possession, maybe it's just the fact that role, he's not needed.
That's what happened in both games for me. Both games. Like, he is, there was a time, even man, just think of a one time in the Ghana game. Because like you said, innit, he's a good ball winner and he thrives off winning it. Someone's near him, he passes it to them, he goes with them. It's a whole thing. You understand? But this ain't Forest, this is England where it's all over the place tactically from what it's looking like. So he'll win the ball. A lot of the time, no one will be near him. He'll have to play his way out. Because I just think the way we're shaped is, it's just weird, innit? I think it's that's a fullback problem. You win it wide, you just lose it, bro. I think it's a lone six thing, man. The fact that they're having to stick to a side, Declan Rice is fine with it. He does it with Arsenal. He'll get the ball basically left wing and play half his game there. Elliot Anderson is everywhere. I just think in a double pivot, he's a bit restricted. And like you said, it's not needed. Maybe in the latter stages when we need to play a bit ugly and maybe give up possession a bit. But against a Panama, Ghana, aging Croatia, you ain't going to do nothing.
Do you know what it is? See, when I look at it, yeah, I'm not trying to compare the two players, first thing, yeah, but there's nothing Elliot Anderson's doing that I feel Bellingham can't do and add more.
Yeah, yeah.
So go and put a, go put your Morgan Rogers, your Eze's in there. So then we're more creative.
Because they'll do more than Bellingham. Like, they'll... I'll be honest, yeah? I don't know if Harry Kane and Bellingham like the dynamic that they have. You understand? Because in theory, it makes sense, innit? Bellingham wants to go on. Harry Kane wants to drop back. But if you actually think football... You don't want any of them to do what they're doing, really. You get me? Maybe in situations in the final third, but you want Bellingham on the ball, bro. The deeper the better. You understand? Because he'll create... Like, this England team... You see how you're saying the... Portugal did the worst job of playing for their star man. You understand? England don't kind of play for anyone. There's no, like... What's England's way of scoring? Like, what's their way of getting forward?
No, even though Harry Kane is our big boy, but there's no, like, talisman.
Yeah, like there's
right
not.
Now. There's no, like, that one guy, like, we need a goal, we need a... Because Kane can get the goal, but Kane can also set the goals up.
Yeah.
Kane's also going to drop deep and be involved in the link-up. So it's a bit of a all-round stuff. There's not one... But that's probably their big strength, that there's goal winners... There's game winners all over the pitch. You're saying you prefer Jude deep. I like Jude crashing in that 10, and I think he's got game. He's a game winner. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, and he might not even look good all game, but he's a man that can pop up and make the difference.
He'll be in the 8. He'll be
the wingers. If you got if that's Saka and Rashford,
Saka's
you know what I'm trying to say? So there's enough. I think that's why they're so strong as a team. I think they need to find a way to play that benefits everybody. Not to say like what I was saying, Portugal were not doing well. I don't necessarily believe England need to set up like that because there's too much talent around the whole pitch. You're not telling Spain to set up like that.
Yeah, but again, Spain don't have an outlier. Like
exactly,
and I know, but this is the thing: their outlier doesn't particularly have match-winning qualities. So that Pedri... Oh, no, it would be. It would be Yamal. In the latter stages. But now they haven't got into that situation. For me now, France, for example, there's talent everywhere. They know when it's time to make the net ripple, it's Kylian Mbappe, bro. So the all-round play can be everyone. But when it comes to getting things done to win games, England need to sort out who's going to be responsible for
because
that.
If you look at these teams, like England have got top talent, even like around the world, they'll be respected, bro. They're big players. So even if you go to France and you say Olise, Dembele, Mbappe, flipping Doué, whoever else you want, top boys there. And like you're saying, they know they need to get it done. I'm of the mindset that England are in a similar position, bro. Harry Kane,
look at the names,
Jude Bellingham, Saka, Rashford, Declan Rice. What are you talking about? That's comparable.
Yeah. Keep going.
That's comparable.
Keep going.
Huh?
Keep going.
What do you mean keep going?
Because I stopped at five in France. Yeah, but now...
I stopped at five in France.
Now go to the back line.
What do you mean?
The back line. You that's where the problem is, bro.
Start naming them. Yeah.
See, that's exactly...
That's why you started.
Yeah, exactly. That's why you stopped.
Because you could name France as a defence and they'll have respect.
Yeah.
Didn't you see Conser's jumping barge, blood?
The jump barge. This is what I'm saying. We were stuck on the jump
barge. How was that not a penalty?
Because it's a new tackle. You're going to see it.
Man said it's a jump barge.
It's a new jump barge.
Let Arsenal run that.
That was insane.
See that tackle? I'm not asking a question. Can't you see Gabriel doing that?
No.
The jump barge. The little...
But it's, bro, a, it's, know, a, it's a red. It's a red, bro. It's a red.
That was insane. Funny. I couldn't believe it.
All right, moving on to other things. Let's talk about music. Yeah?
Music.
Music. Teams are entering the pitch before their national anthems.
Oh, man.
To Diddy.
To who?
To Diddy.
Oh, my days. That's one of the worst tunes that you could have said. Because of the footages that's landed. Bro,
I'm just saying.
Bro,
I've heard two rhythms. Yeah, come with me. Yeah, from the Godzilla soundtrack. Yeah,
do you remember that tune? He's just talking to violins. Then he goes, "Come with me." Nah.
As the saga continues by P. Diddy and the Bad Boy Family.
That's Trump's trying it. You know, Trump is trying it. I know about this guy, bro. He's trying to keep certain men
alive.
It's relevant. Yeah, that's
so. Are they playing R. Kelly in the stadium as well?
Bro, I ain't got to the final yet, bro.
What's that? I believe I can fly.
What's the thing? What's the one who's in the boxing thing? If anybody asks you who I am, stand up tall, look up in the face. Hey, listen, nah, man. Hey. It's crazy. No, that tune there. Hey, I made it. I'm the world's greatest Mbappe. Nah,
hey,
man.
I made it. I'm the world's greatest.
You know they got one there. They can't play that. Bare triumphant tunes.
They got bare triumphant tunes in America, you know. Yeah, America just win everything, bro.
No, transfer talk.
Okay, transfer talk quickly.
Yeah.
Transfer talk quickly.
Transfer talk.
Word on the street is Marcus Rashford might be on taking a pay cut to join the London team.
I wonder who that could be for.
Yeah, Lippy, it's Spurs.
Nah, hold on, you man are laughing.
No, you know why I'm laughing?
You know what I'm going to do? You know what I'm going to do to them, right?
Because I was just dissing you, thinking, bro, why are you dumb? Like,
hold on.
It's Spurs, bro.
You know what else is Spurs?
Go on.
Mateus Fernandez, rude boy.
Well.
You lot ain't got it like us.
Just like Embremo agreed with him. I'm gonna say this here because I love Matthias. I've been saying this for 2-3 years now. From when he was at Southampton, you go and check the receipts. I think he's cold, and I think he's gonna be a next generational talent. I think he's a top boy. I think he needs a big move to solidify
good player,
it.
Good player.
I also think, yeah, that if he wants to go to Spurs over Manchester United, he does not have it between here to be in my club. So it's no loss to me.
That's a career altering.
It's no loss to me.
Do you know what is he thinking? Remember, like. He's not from England. Is he thinking I don't have to move?
Nah, he's not thinking that. That's the agents and the clubs and all that just whipping. That's just PR, man. They're just whipping stuff up, trying to get the money that they want.
Let's have it right. They're probably offering him good dough. He knows that teams like him. He could go there for a season or two, get his move to Spain, PSG, wherever. I feel like good players are really thinking that now. You see that with that Kroupe Jr.
Oh,
we wanted him. Mm. For me, the PSG move is PSG is going to look like a destination where, yeah, I could go there 2-3 seasons, do my thing, bounce, go make more money elsewhere. The Arsenals, maybe Real Madrid, you can't, it's going to be different. You don't leave. Like, you go there. Like, look at Declan Rice. He's landed to become an Arsenal legend. Yeah, you understand?
He's got too much money. Mbeumo,
Cunha, they're not thinking beyond United. This is what they became a footballer to do, you understand? So I feel like Fernandez he's just got his eyes set on abroad, man.
Well, Spurs have got money. Spurs have had money for the last few years. They just ain't really spent it like that. So I think now they've just been waiting. They got the Derby. Obviously, the last 2 17s has lit a fire up their bum. They're trying to do the war chest thing. They're serious about these inquiries that they're making about these players that they're trying to bring in. The 100 million for Tonali. Obviously, the guy Fernandez.
Are they trying
again to
get both? Or?
Yeah, they're trying to do both, yeah.
But Tonali prefers Arsenal, obviously.
They put that bid in as well. I think I got rejected for Tonali. You get me?
That's the only reason why I hate the World Cup, you know. It slows down the transfers.
Yeah, they got Van Heek. Van Heek's very good.
Van Heek's a good player.
Van Heek is very good. I'm sorry, I like Van Heek.
He has the
Antonessi kind of... is good.
Mm.
It is, but...
Are they both left-footed?
They got Robertson.
Antonessi's left-footed?
Did you look same against Brazil?
Robertson getting cooked up.
I don't know, but I think Van Heek is a very good player. I like him. I like the look of him. They're doing some good business.
Do you lot want Somerville?
I'll take Somerville. No. Somerville's very good. Somerville's very good. I've been talking, me and Hogan talk about Somerville every week, and I'm not sure, obviously he's going to need to take the step to make the move, but he's doing good at the World Cup and all that. Like he's one of, especially like saying transitions and travelling the ball and all that, he's one of the, this might sound like hyperbole or crazy talk, but he's one of the best wingers in the league, like at doing that. Like just travelling up the pitch, doing it by himself, getting out of tight situations, like dribbling and stuff like that. Like, so and United are a transition team. He could be absolutely on fire in a team like that. He's proper decent still. Like, this ain't just a couple goals in the World Cup talk. He's proper stuff.
I said he's okay. I don't want him though.
You wouldn't take him for 50 million? It'd be a great signing. He'll be a good signing for anybody, to be totally honest with you. Obviously, it's got to work out. He went Leeds and that. I think he got a bit of an injury. He would look decent at Leeds, then he got a bit of an injury. Stayed with them, went down to the championships. In the champ, he done like 19 goals. He done double figures in goals and assists, I think.
Okay.
You get what I'm trying to say? Double figures in goals and assists. Then he's come up at West Ham. He's looked bright in a West Ham team that's been struggling. Mm. And then they were struggling at the beginning of the season. And it's no coincidence that when Somerville and Fernandez's performances turned around, West Ham started to put a little bit of fight together. That Somerville's a genuine player for anyone still. I think he's good. Liverpool, Arsenal, anyone I think he'd be good for. I think he's good. And at that price as well, 50 million, I think that's good money.
I didn't know it was 50 mil though.
Yeah, I think that's good money for him. No?
Do you know what it is? I think he's good, but I don't know, man.
He's got that shot. He's got that thing, that cutting whip. That he could do it from the right. He could do it from the left. He goes down the byline. That he's good. Decent,
he
man.
Better teams
he's decent. I remember, you know my claim to fame? I watch most of the teams in the league play. I know you don't.
Nah, I know that he's good,
like,
innit?
I watched him play multiple 90
him
minutes.
Him being one of the better
what
wingers.
What fame did you get from it, though?
I didn't get no fame from it.
It's just a claim, then.
No, but sometimes you don't be talking about teams that you don't watch them play. You don't know what they're talking about. Like, I watched West Ham enough times, especially in the running. I was getting onto Steve-O about it, especially into the running. I watched West Ham play 90 minutes enough times to let you know Somerville's a very good player. Where man might just see little highlights and not... No, innit?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I
don't know. Anyway, we got a live show to promote. Yeah, the live tickets are on sale right now. We are hitting Liverpool, Manchester, and London. Yeah, see the links to buy in the description below. Make sure you pull up. Make sure you link us. It's going down. Filthy live. It's different. It's on tour. Poet fan the budget. We're getting a tour bus. It's going to get wrapped with Filthy. My face and Lippy's face is going to be on the sides. Yeah, so when you see it flying through traffic, honk it up. Yeah,
KG's face ain't on there.
KG's face ain't on there.
Not enough room.
Not enough room.
Yeah.
Steve-O's gap's on there.
It's the grill.
It's the grill. Yeah, Steve-O's gap's going to be the grill. You get me? But that's it, man, for the three-man step, the three-man midfield. Yeah, peace out. Remember to comment below, share, hype, like, and subscribe. Is there anything else I want you to do in the comments?
Buy tickets
to the live show, and we'll see you soon. Peace out.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything, but today I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car look in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.